South Dakota Public Broadcasting, sdpb.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Senate Taxation Committee. Apologize for being a few minutes late, but we'd ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Edelstein? Howie?
Here.
Gerstad? Maher?
Here.
Merchant?
Here.
Nelson?
Here.
Peterson? Frisley?
Here.
Hansen?
Here.
There is a quorum.
Okay, we have a quorum present this morning. Our pages, let me introduce our pages, who are Michael Herman from Lyman County, and Alyssa Van Meteren from Yankton High School. Welcome to the opportunity to service in Senate Taxation Committee. I believe that those of you who are here to testify are seasoned professionals and know that you've already, I know that you've already signed in properly, and you also have your cell phones on so that if they go off, why, we'll be able to get some donuts for our next meeting. And with that, we should probably approve the minutes from our last meeting. Moved by Senator Merchant, seconded by Senator Frisley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We will now open the hearing to public testimony on House Bill 1255, which is an act to revise certain provisions concerning the telecommunications gross receipts tax. The hearing for House Bill 1255 is now open. Are there proponents? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senator Dan Ahlers, District 25. As you stated, House Bill 1255 deals with the change in the ceiling for gross receipts revenues for landline telecommunications companies. In South Dakota, we tax telecommunications two ways. Large landline telecommunication companies with more than $50 million in revenue pay a centrally assessed property tax, and those funds are dispersed to local governments where the company has property. Small landline telecommunication companies with less than $50 million in revenues and wireless companies pay a 4% gross receipts tax. School districts receive 100% of the landline revenues, while the counties and the state receive revenue from the wireless fund. House Bill 1255 deals with the gross receipts tax on landline companies. As telecommunications business has changed over the past decade, we've seen companies in South Dakota grow by merger and consolidation. In the 1990s, many of the 40 corporations and their subsidiaries in South Dakota began and operated as a result of the acquisition of assets from U.S. West. Over the years, these 40 entities have merged and consolidated into 20. These mergers and consolidations have pushed annual revenue numbers up, and at least in one case, a company is nearing that $50 million threshold. House Bill 1255 raises the gross receipts limit from $50 million to $75 million. This change in the limit would not be the first. In 2002, the legislature raised the limit from $25 million to $50 million. The current request for an increase in the gross receipts limit is a result in the growth in revenue and technology. If House Bill 1255 is not passed, a number of the South Dakota school districts will lose significant funding. With scarcity of state dollars, I would suggest that we work towards achieving the status quo and keep these funds flowing to the school districts. I ask for your support of 1255, and we'll stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Senator. Are there further proponents to House Bill 1255?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Greg Dean. I'm the Director of Industry Relations for the South Dakota Telecommunications Association. As Senator Ahlers alluded to, the industry, the telecommunications industry, or as I call it now, the communications industry, because the industry is much bigger than just telephone anymore, is changing and changing rapidly. And as such, the industry is going through significant change. And as a result of that, we are seeing more and more mergers and acquisitions within our member companies. And as a result of that, as with all tax policy needs to change to respond to the evolution of the industry that is being taxed. In my 9 years with SDTA, I can tell you that when I first started, we had a telecommunications tax policy that really taxed companies in a number of different ways, because not only did we tax large companies as they are currently with central assessment taxes, but we also had a graduated rate for small companies, and at that time, as Senator Ehlers alluded to, the tax rate or the threshold was $25 million, and we had a graduated tax rate of anywhere from 2 to 5% for those companies, and wireless companies back in as of 8-9 years ago were not taxed at all. And so so the industry is changing. It is evolving. We are seeing changes within the industry. This is a bill that will respond and move that threshold up to respond to the changes within the industry, not only from a technological standpoint, but also from a business standpoint. And we would certainly ask for your passage and support of House Bill 1255, and I would stand by for questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Dean. Further proponents to House Bill 1255? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. David Weiss from the Department of Revenue and Regulation. I'm here to state to the committee that the department is in agreement with the increase in House Bill 1255 from $50 million to $75 million. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents to House Bill 1255.
Morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning. It's so good to see you.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen you since Saturday. Charlie Flowers, South Dakota Coalition of Schools and the Mid-Sized Schools, and we also urge your support of this measure. We think it's a good issue. We're also always looking for funding for schools and fair funding, so we urge your support.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Further proponents to House Bill 1255? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1255? Opponents? Can't hardly be, because most everybody has appeared as a proponent. Seeing no opponents, are there any questions from committee members? Seeing none, we'll close to committee discussion and or action. Senator Adelstein moves do pass. Second by Senator Merchant. Speaking to that motion. If not, those in favor will say aye. Those opposed say nay, and the secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Gerstad? Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Peterson? Frisley?
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Unanimous.
House Bill 1255 receives a unanimous vote of seven yes, two absent.
Move to pass. Consent.
Consent has been moved. Is there a second? Second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Howie. Senator? Senator Nelson. All in favor of the consent motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. House Bill 1255 will go to the floor on consent. At this point, we do not officially have any more bills that have been assigned to us, but I understand there is one that in all likelihood will be assigned to us. And and that's been requested to be on our agenda for next Wednesday, so we will not plan to meet on Monday, which will be March 2nd. And one thing that I would ask that you do as you ponder and reflect on the activities of this committee is the Legislative Research Council and the Executive Board asks each of the committees to come up with suggested topics that you think might be appropriate for a summer study. And so if you would be prepared for that on our Wednesday, March 4th meeting, if you have a topic that you would like to be considered you can be, we'll receive those at that time. And I know that we will have the one bill. Whether or not there will be more than that, I don't know. So with that, a motion to adjourn would be in order. Moved by Senator Merchant, seconded by Senator Nelson. All in favor say aye. Opposed? We are adjourned.